We have a very special guest joining us. A man who is now a private citizen after 8 years as Madison mayor. A man who recently started a blog on the Isthmus Daily page. And who now directly competes for Isthmus readers with my producer, Jack Craver. Joining me on the phone, one of the most likable politicians I have ever met, Citizen Dave Cheslevich. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kurt. I don't think I compete with Jack very much. I think people can read us both, and if they have a choice, they generally probably read Jack.
So. I don't know if that's true or not. Jack is a rock star. He's really good at what he does.
I know.
You're a good blogger. You're a good writer.
Well, thanks.
I have to ask you, how are you adjusting to life as a citizen? Are you over the political withdrawals? Are you done shaking?
Am I done shaking? I don't know that you ever get over it. You know, I loved being Mayor of Madison. I just loved every minute of it. And, not so many people get an opportunity to shape the community the way a mayor does. So, that was a terrific experience. And, I'm looking to do other things, but it is a big adjustment from having a job that you love that much to looking for another way to contribute.
We'll get to your blog in a second, but when you're not writing, what do you spend your day doing? Does your wife have like a big old honey-do list for you each day? What does your day consist of?
I pretty much get up about 10 o'clock, get into my bathrobe, unshaven.
Throw some darts at pictures of Mayor Paul Soglin.
Brew a little coffee, catch some daytime TV, take a nap, and then it's cocktail hour.
Nice! Yeah. Well, hey, I've not been invited to cocktail hour yet, so I expect to be invited now.
No, actually, the funny thing is, when you've been mayor for 8 years, you have 11, 12, 13-hour days routinely, and you're scheduled every second, and then all of a sudden it stops. And
mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, what I've kind of tried to do is sort of keep that schedule. So I've been meeting with a lot of people, sometimes friends just getting together, sometimes talking to people about, ways I might contribute in the community and things I might do next. So I'm actually keeping a pretty busy schedule.
You know, I saw you on a commercial for a fundraiser. I can't remember the fundraiser, but it was a hilarious commercial. You showed up at somebody's house at like 3 a.m. and you're telling them about this fundraiser, and they can't believe that you're actually there. And it starts off with them saying, "Mayor Dave." And you're like, "Actually, it's no longer Mayor Dave. I'm just Dave." It was a great commercial. What was that for?
It was for Geo's Garden.
That's
actually
it.
I'm glad you asked, because it's a fundraiser for a very good cause. This will be a respite center for kids and families with special needs. And it's called Geo's Garden. And the fundraiser actually is Friday night.
Perfect.
10th. It's going to be at the Brink Lounge starting at, I think, 5 o'clock. And it's a worthy cause, and you show up. There'll be some good entertainment, good stuff to eat, and I was happy to help out a little bit.
You know, that commercial really brought up a good point. It is hard for me to call you Citizen Dave or Dave Cheslevich, because we've called you Mayor Dave for 8 years, and it's almost like your first name is Mayor, your last name is Dave.
I know. I went through 8 years without having to spell my last name times a day like I used to. So it's an adjustment for me, too.
Let's get to your blog. Your blog address is thedailypage.com/citizendave. You seem to acquire a taste for blogging as mayor. You regularly updated Mayor Dave's blog on the city website with news about things your administration was doing and other city affairs. What's it like to blog as Citizen Dave? Is it a little bit more liberating?
It's pretty much the same. I didn't hold back too much as mayor, and I enjoy blogging. It's a really great form to write. I've always enjoyed writing. And blogging is really a great form because, I think the best bloggers are brief, and you don't want to write an encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm.
And I can knock off a blog in about 15 minutes or so. And often it's something that it keys off something I've read in the morning newspaper or something I've heard on the street. And it's something I can put together pretty quickly. And I just enjoy writing, and I love doing it as mayor, and I don't think it's changed too much Now that I'm not, I didn't hold back a whole lot when I was mayor, and there's, of course, no reason to hold back now. So I kind of just view it as an extension of what I was doing when I was mayor.
You know, I love to read. I'm a huge reader. But one thing I do like about your blogs, they are very short. They're succinct. They get the point across. And somebody can read it in a quick 5-6 minutes and really get what you're trying to say. And I think sometimes you're right. Bloggers try to write a dictionary, and they lose people. So I think that you're really doing a good thing with how short you're keeping these blogs.
Yeah, we're trying to do that. The other thing I'm trying to do, and it's something I did as mayor too, and I frankly don't know if this is going to work. You know, there's a certain style of blogging, and it's kind of sharp elbowed, and that can be entertaining. I think there's a place for that. But that's not the kind of writing I want to do. And so I think if you look at my blogs as mayor, the blogs I'm writing now, I don't really throw a lot of punches. And it's not, I try not to be too snarky or sarcastic. And the question is anybody going to read it? Is it going to be interesting to people? But I just think there's enough of that out there. I think there's enough of that vitriol out there today in American politics, and I don't want to contribute to it.
You know, you're a funny guy, though, Dave. I mean, you are. You have a really good sense of humor, and I think that's how you can get points across without being angry or, like you said, sounding snarky. You can do it in a humorous way, and people get that. You're really good at getting that humor across to people, and that's a good attribute to have.
Well, good. I hope so. Yeah. I mean, that's the way I hope the blog comes across, and if it's coming across that way, that's great. The other thing I want to do is I want to focus on cities. I mean, I Isthmus has given me free rein. I can write about just about anything I want, but I'm really interested in that's the whole reason I became mayor in the first place, is cities and how well cities can function and how they can really be answers to a lot of environmental problems. You know, very often people in the environmental community might view cities as the anti-environment. It's just the opposite, actually. To the extent we can make cities really great places to live, that means people are going to be living in places where they can use mass transit. They're going to be using less land. They're going to be living on smaller lawns, contributing less pollution to water quality. In a whole variety of ways, cities are really environmental answers, and that's the main thing I want to focus on in my blog, although as I said, Isthmus has given me free rein. I can write about just about anything that comes to mind.
So that's sort of the concept for your blog, Citizen Dave, is just telling people what cities are capable of doing. Is that what you hope your readers get from these blog posts?
Yeah, and to some extent it'll be about stuff that's going on nationally and internationally in different cities. So occasionally I'll talk about something that's happening locally right here in Madison.
Hey, Dave, can you hang on for a second? I have a ton more questions for you. We got to take a quick break, but I would love if you could hang on with us.
I'll be here.
All right. Citizen Dave Cheslevich, his new the place where you can check him out, where you can still follow him, is his blog, which is thedailypage.com/citizendave. Now this is when it's going to get tough. This is when we're going to put you through the ringer.
All right.
So buckle yourself in. It's going to be a white-knuckled ride. No,
all
I'm
right.
kidding. In your first blog post, you said you don't want the blog to be an outlet for bashing your successor, but I've noticed in a few different instances, it seems like you can't help yourself even if you don't mention Paul Soglin by name. With all the knowledge you have about city government, don't you feel that you almost have a duty in some cases to tell people what's going on if you disagree with what the mayor is doing?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I do. But I think there's a difference between saying, look, on this particular policy issue, this is the direction my administration was taking, and this is why, or, under these circumstances, I think this is what we ought to be doing. There's a difference between doing that, which I will be doing in my blog, and bashing Paul. I mean, I think the job of being mayor is tough enough without having your predecessor shooting at you mm-hmm. every opportunity. So a couple things. One is, if I think Paul's done something really egregious, I'll take him on. But I'm not looking for that. I'm going to try to avoid it. And And when I do talk about city issues, I'm going to be respectful of the guy who's got the job now.
So how was the transition period between your administration and Mayor Day? Was that transition, how was it? Was it good? Was it smooth? It seemed like it was.
It was, sure. You know, well, Paul comes in, obviously, with a lot of experience. And so we did meet periodically. I invited him in on all the major meetings that I had during the transition period so that he could get up to speed as quickly as he could. And, yeah, it was a very cordial, very smooth transition.
One thing I know you disagree with Mayor Soglin on is the Ride the Drive event. You clearly felt a duty to defend Ride the Drive. And Soglin has decided to cancel the next one in the fall. Did you attend the Ride the Drive last weekend?
Yeah, I did. It was great. You know, I think that the estimate of 20,000 people might actually be a little low. It was just it was a beautiful day and a terrific event, and it's just so popular. People love it. And, you know, we had been planning these. This is the third year now that we've been doing them. There was a lot of effort that went into working with local businesses and churches from the start. I know that not everybody is happy about it or delighted about it, but overwhelmingly, the people who attend the event just think it's terrific. And I just didn't see the point in canceling the second one because, obviously, this one last Sunday went off just terrifically. The previous ones went very well. We always tweak them a little bit and didn't quite understand the point in canceling the second one in September.
Last year, my old radio partner and I were actually considering starting a Drive the Paths event where the city would shut down the bike paths for a day and everyone would be able to ride a motorized vehicle on the bike paths, you know, lawnmowers, scooters, that sort of thing. But you were mayor at the time and we thought, nah, I don't think Dave is going to go for that.
Yeah, so, probably not.
No, we didn't think that we'd be able to get the permit. But yeah, I just thought, well, we shut down John Nolan Drive for a day. We'd shut down the bike paths for a day and let some...
You see, now that's the kind of creative idea that makes Madison Madison.
Absolutely.
But hey, let's not do it.
all right. So let's talk a little bit about your life goals. By the way, we're on the phone with Dave Cheslevich. He has a new blog on The Daily Page. The address is thedailypage.com/citizendave. Let's talk a little bit about your life goals. Recently, you posted the transcript of a speech you gave in 2004 to Edgewood College graduates. Is actually my favorite blog post that you've done so far, just because it was full of humor and full of a lot of truths that the people of that age need to hear. Great speech. At one point in the speech, you said that happiness is overrated and that your workaholic life as a mayor was more fulfilling than a life filled with time for friends, family, and hot meals off real plates with real forks and knives. What's it like being happy again? Is fulfillment overrated?
No, it isn't. And in fact, as I look around to see what I'm going to do next, you know, that's really my goal. I'm not looking for an easy job. I'm not looking for something that's just going to, you know, take me into the next 10 years into retirement. I loved being mayor. I loved the thing about it was there was a feeling of using every ounce of your talent and your energy towards a goal that mattered. I mean, it was really this feeling of being totally fulfilled. And if there's some way that I can find another way to contribute and get that back, that's what I'm interested in doing. I'm not at the point of life where I just want to sit around and go fishing and read books and play golf. There's a lot of things that I still want to contribute to.
See, I was ready for that life when I was like 18. I was ready to just fish, drink beer, read books, watch movies. I'm prepared for it now. So if you ever want to switch positions and to come in and
you
do
know,
this show or something, that'd be great.
You know, the funny thing is when I was mayor, my wife and I would always take a week in July and go up to this cottage or friend zone, and we'd spend a week just doing nothing, you know, hanging around. We'd say that, you know, boy, I can't wait to be able to do this all the time. But the truth is, once you're in a position where there is endless amounts of time, I think you start to look for new challenges.
Well, and I know that too. Like I was a couple of years ago, I was unemployed for 5 months. I was out of radio, and the first couple of weeks it was okay, but then you start to go, God, you know, I miss doing what I love to do. I miss getting on the air and talking to people every day. So I know where you're at, and it's got to be, you got to feel a little empty because you were so used to being involved in city politics and with the people of Madison, and now you don't have that opportunity. Well, you do through your Citizen Day blog, but it's a little different.
Yeah, it's not the same. I mean, I don't want to at all try to sugarcoat it or try to be cute about it. I miss the job. I love being mayor. Really wanted to have a third term. There were so many things that were teed up that were just ready to go. You know, East Washington Avenue corridor is really going to take off now. ShopBop is locating there. We've got the new Tenney Park shelter going up as we speak. Northport Drive finally being rebuilt after a lot of years of needing that. Some of the economic development initiatives that were on the back burner are now starting to heat up. We've got a great new planning and economic development director in Steve Cover. Just so many things that I really felt like I was sort of really getting into my stride and really getting good at the job after 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have to step away from it and of course not do it voluntarily, that's a pretty tough thing to deal with, and we're still dealing with that.
Seems like that happens in my radio career. Every time I start getting good at something, I get let go or the station goes away or something. So I can relate. seems to be my career path. One last question for you, Dave. What's something about Madison that doesn't get enough exposure? What's something that you feel deserves more promotion?
Oh, gosh. There's so many things about the city that really do get highlighted. I mean, we're on so many top 10 lists. I think maybe the thing that people don't understand about us enough is, we just had the Congress of New Urbanism here.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 designers, planners, architects from all over the world. And they continually talked about just what a friendly city it was, just how friendly people were, how people would just greet you on the street even if they didn't know you. And sometimes I think that gets lost in all of our other kudos. I think sometimes people forget that we're a friendly Midwestern city that people just enjoy living in.
Look at the protests for the last 4 months, how civil and how peaceful the protests were. We are a really peaceful group of people, but we're also very passionate about our city, about our politics, and about our state.
That's an amazing story. Hundreds of thousands of people come through the Capitol Square, and there's no vandalism, there's no violence. It's an absolutely peaceful protest. Of all the things that happened while I was mayor, that was the thing that made me most proud to be mayor of the city.
Dave Cheslevich, his new blog is at thedailypage.com/citizendave. It's a great blog, and we'll continue to follow you there. And good luck with everything in the future, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
Kurt, thanks for having me on.
All right, Dave Cheslevich, seriously one of the nicest politicians I have ever talked to.